Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and very grateful to be featuring some of the most incredible people in the world on these segments. Again, the experience has been absolutely incredible. The different stories I've heard, it's really been truly amazing. And again, I am very honored to be the host of this show and really to be speaking with you all here today. And again, today we have back with us again another wonderful example of inspiration. Somebody with a truly incredible story. Somebody that is now dedicating her life to helping other people around the world. We have with us health and life coach Erin Davio, and she is the founder of Wholeness Healings. Now, to anyone out there that is tuning into our segments, especially women, if you in any way are dealing with some type of physical or emotional stress, please grab a seat, get very comfortable. For pregnant women out there that are dealing with many different things, you know, as far as with children, you may have answers. You may have questions that need answers. You may be under different forms of stress, anything from having infants to toddlers. Grab a seat. Get very comfortable. Anyone out there that's dealing with physical ailments, digestive issues, hormonal issues, grab a seat. Get very comfortable, because again, the special guest that we have today has really extensive knowledge in all of these areas, and she may possibly, again, change your life or the life of a loved one for the rest of their lives. So again, everybody, I am very excited for this upcoming show. It is now the 5th of February. I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially the people that do live in different time zones, all of our episodes are permanently archived on our website. Please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And again, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days. We are on Facebook, and you can actually listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And if you're a part of the worldwide Twitter, please visit us there at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. And now for the people that really didn't get the opportunity to hear our previous segment with Erin, and again, a truly incredible guest. I want everyone out there to know, as I explained before, life for all of us, it's very short. We all know with experience, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And again, obstacles, they come and go far too often, but we allow fear to take over. Many of us succumb to these fears. We go through life really never fully embracing the life that we were meant to live. Here, again, are the facts. You are not alone. And it's never too late. And again, I'll repeat this again. You are not alone. And it's never too late. Now, with over decades of experience, life and health coach, also Reiki master, Erin Davio, she has now assisted countless women and families through the path of gaining really genuine empowerment. Now, everyone, I do want to give you this other fact. All of the great people out there, even, again, the presidents, the athletes, the entertainers, every one of them have a coach or someone by their side to help guide them through difficult issues. Every one of them. I want you all to really realize the importance of having a coach and having someone help you get through these hard times. Now, our special guest today, Erin, again, like many of us, she herself, she battled issues with self-esteem from an early age. But she was unafraid to seek help. She reached out. She found a coach to really help her gain answers to the issues that she was going through and really help her overcome. And that's exactly what that coach helped her do. She helped her overcome her issues. Now, again, as far as her thirst and thrive for helping other people, Erin has set out and really earned certifications in life and health coaching, and she eventually founded Wholeness Healings. She took the experience that she gained working with her coach, helping her overcome obstacles, the experience she gained through life, through her heartaches, and again, she is now dedicating her life to helping other people using her own experience. And again, I just want everyone out there to know, every guest that we have come onto our show goes through extensive screening. They all go through the interview process. This is to assure you that we have the most qualified people in the world on our show to assist you. This is just the fact that I want all of the guests to know. And again, the guest that we do have, the special guest today, Erin Davio, is the perfect example of one of these people. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you health and life coach, founder of Wholeness Healings, Miss Erin Davio. How are you doing today, Erin?
I am wonderful today, Matthew. How are you?
I am doing very well. We are very happy to have you. And again, really being able to reach out to all of the women out there, to all of the mothers out there. Again, even fathers, anyone out there with young children. Before anything, Erin, because again, I did give them a lot of information and again, little do many people know, I actually didn't get a chance to reach out to about this, but you're the really expert of Reiki, meditation, intuition, nutrition. Again, homeopathic methods of breathing. Again, Erin has knowledge of so many different things. But I really want you to share with the audience, who exactly is Erin Davio?
Thank you. I am somebody who has a passion for helping others. I find so much joy watching my clients find and discover their identity in themselves again and moving forward with their dreams and actually accomplishing them. That brings me joy. And I love, even with our products, watching people heal and feel good about themselves when their skin is healthy. I love watching people be healthy, and I love helping them along the journey to become healthy, because even as a coach, you were saying everybody has a coach. Well, even coaches, us coaches always have a coach too. And yes. we're always moving forward so that we can help you guys move forward too. And that is in part who I am, somebody who truly just loves helping other people move forward as well.
And again, I love that you did hit on that point again, that everyone out there has a coach. And sometimes it's almost shocking to me that there's so many people that are afraid to reach out for help, and knowing that all of the greatest people out there have a coach or someone by their side. Now, Aaron, again, you have a truly incredible story. Can you please share with the audience your personal journey that really led to the turning points in your life?
Absolutely. So I've had many turning points, as many of us have, but the part that really got me to where I'm at right now is been with my children, going back to my very first son, and even it's not that we were homeless, but we were homeless. We were waiting for an apartment that we had put in for. We were just waiting for it to be cleared out. It ended up taking 6 months. So I,
wow.
yeah, and for me, even though I knew we were waiting for that place and it just happened to take a lot longer, it still was really hard emotionally. And driving forward, that was something I said I would never do again. And it's amazing what we do for our kids. So that was a turning point for me in physically a low area. I've had miscarriages and things like that as well, and I've gone through. And my mom always taught us that it's always okay to be wrong, but we get back up, we start over, we keep going forward. So she doesn't have necessarily the same judgments, which for me, I'm very blessed. That was good for strength. In continuing to move forward, even when life would get really hard. When I had two kids at the time, and I finally moved back into Montana, and really for me hit a low part. I still had a good job. I have amazing kids, amazing family and support, but emotionally I was depressed. I was not in a healthy relationship, and I hit rock bottom on an emotional side for me. Mentally, I was very unhealthy, and I did reach out to a coach. It was an ad that was on Facebook saying, are you this, this, and this? It's like, well, yes, I kind of am hitting rock bottom there. So I did reach
wow.
out, and that reaching out, at the time, I was only able to afford 2 hours with this lady, but it was life-altering. I discovered that I had a core belief of I'm not worthy. And so I wasn't worthy of having a good job. I wasn't worthy of being happy. I wasn't worthy of being a good mom. And that belief went so deep, but it unlocked so much. And it allowed me to acknowledge that I had that belief so I could write a new story, get out of being a victim, and start really moving forward and transforming my life into a much better place. And even though I've been dealing with postpartum this last several months, and it has been yeah. kind of crushing on me. I've had the tools this
you have
time
young
around
children as well.
To keep
yes.
myself going forward. I do. And they are a blessing. They are such a blessing in my life. They keep me moving forward even when I want to give up.
They are. I mean, children are always that great motivating factor. So, Aaron, how did your lack of self-esteem growing up, you know, really affect your approach on dealing with health and really helping, really finding, you know, someone to help you for it? And before anything, as a matter of fact, I do want to go back to everyone. I want you all to really realize what she just said. She found a coach, and it was on Facebook, and this was one person. And she just so happened to come across this person. And this one person changed Aaron Davio's life. This one person with a few hours of information. It's really, truly amazing. So, Aaron, again, as far as growing up and your lack of self-esteem, how do you feel that kind of help, you know, affected your approach, and again, so many other people out there as well?
I actually think it still affects me, even though I've come a long ways with it. Kind of like you said, we all deal with fear. When you have a low self-esteem, the mountains of fear that you have to overcome seem huge, but you've got to still face everything, always rise and take it step by step. And so my lack of self-esteem to me has felt like mountains that I've climbed over again and again and again. But the more you do it, the easier it does get, because you get used to taking those steps and you can realize that you can break it down and make it through. So low self-esteem has blocked me, but it's also something that people can still work
with. It affects many people, the low self-esteem. It affects so many people out there. But you touched on something again that is so important, and I don't want these important points to really get over the audience when you do mention. You explain to the audience what you mean by ending victim mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for me, victim mentality is when you want to keep that story of where you've been hurt, traumatized, or been a victim, and you keep that story. You can continue that story, or you can find ways to move forward, change the story, no longer become a victim, and start thriving and moving forward. So ending victim mentality, kind of like for me, it was I needed to discover that I had a belief that I wasn't worthy. Once I knew that, I could change the story, and therefore I ended that victim mentality. My story became, I'm an amazing mother. I'm delightful to be around. I have a thriving business. So it's ending that victim mentality is where you get to write your story going forward.
And I believe that is so essential for people to succeed if they are going through that. Now, everyone, Erin does have a major focus. As you can probably hear in the background, she has her children. She has experience. And a lot of her experience is really in helping mothers and women out there that are actually in pregnancy or are going through pregnancy right now. What are some of the mental imbalances that women may go through during and right after their pregnancy? You mentioned some of those things.
Yes, emotionally, pregnancy is difficult anyway. Watching your body change, we go through a lot emotionally. Hormonally, things are out. You do feel like a crazy person when you randomly cry. You're not just meaning to cry. And all of that has a toll on you. You kind of lose who you are. Yes, you're a pregnant lady. You're about to be a mom, or you just became a mom. But you've lost who you were. And the hormones and the emotions and, the depression I had. I slipped into a pretty bad depression during my pregnancy, and it's been horrible afterwards. And it does. You lose your sense of self. And that's hard to work with. And then on top of that, you've got a new routine. You've got a new kid to take care of. And you can work on trying to go back to your routine, but it doesn't really exist anymore. You have to create something new. And that's not always something people know how to do. And emotionally, while you're still working with that, reminding yourself of self-love and taking even just a tiny step of a 5-minute shower can make a difference. Because that helps you start reclaiming your sense of self, your identity in this new, it's not really new, but in this new phase of your life that you're about to go through.
And again, there's so many people out there, even men, that really seeing, again, my wife and go through pregnancy, there is no way we can really understand how a woman feels in going through that entire process. And me being a man, I love to try to relate as best as I can, but there's some things I know that I simply can't understand. So I don't want anyone out there, and especially the women itself, whatever it is that you're feeling, it's not weakness. It's nothing to be ashamed of, and it's nothing to fear reaching out and getting help for. Whatever you hear Erin speaking of, again, she's had her own experiences. And again, she's reached out for help. and she's ready to help you get through these situations as well. For the women out there that are tuning in, the women with infants, toddlers, you know, new mothers, women that are in pregnancy, in the end, Erin, what is your goal in helping these women?
Overall, I want, when they're struggling with their sense of self and going through all of that, I want to help them reclaim their identity and help them find that balance and flow going forward so that they can stand in their power again.
Yes. So if I'm a mother right now and let's say I have an infant child, I'm under a lot of stress, I have many questions, I want to reach out to you. I'm really looking to find a way to really to feel more empowered. What are some of the programs you have to help some of these new mothers or other women struggling with different things, everything from stress or to maybe weight loss? What are some of the programs that you have for them?
Absolutely. I have some programs that are 6 weeks, nice introductory foundation for you so you can kind of reboot, get your foundation going and be able to move forward. I also have a more intensive program where we take a look at everything, meet you where you're at, and still get you that strong foundation, but dive in a little bit deeper if you're really struggling, and we can start looking at all aspects of your life. And those are the two programs that I have in general. The best way to figure out what is best for any individual is to have a free consultation so we can see if working with it be good. Either direction, people get to have a good action step and a sense of what would be best for them going forward, even if it's not working with me.
Now, when we initially spoke with the screening interview for the show, you mentioned something that was very important as far as building mm-hmm. confidence. How important is it to help your clients really build personal confidence? How important is that for the healing process?
It's crucial. It is absolutely crucial. Being able to build confidence in who you are again lets you have your voice, lets you stand up tall and be strong so that you can be the mom that you want to be, the wife that you want to be, the person that you want to be for yourself in your business and in your life. And taking steps, because a lot of the time when we need change or we're really hurting and having a lot of trauma and stuff that we're going through, we need to take really small steps to get there. And each one of those steps, you celebrate. When you've met them, you celebrate. And that builds that confidence so that you really can be thriving in your own life and creating the life that you do want to have.
And I love the fact that you mentioned, again, every small step that you take and you make you celebrate it. I do want to stress this to everyone out there. All of the greatest people out there, again, presidents, athletes, entertainers, everyone you can mention, they all have coaches by their side to help them get through different issues. All right, they are, many of them, not afraid to reach out for help. That's something or someone we all can use. It is so important for people, again, to feel empowered and to get over these different humps in life. Now, if I am a mother, you know, like yourself, you know, I'm home right now. I have an infant child. I'm going through different things. I reach out to you. How exactly would you hold this session with them, Erin? How would that work exactly?
That's a wonderful question. For anybody who's local, I do in person. It just takes a little bit extra scheduling. But most of the time, we do over the phone, or we can do over Facebook or Facebook video. I also work with Zoom a lot, so we can do the video conferencing. So internet and phone and online are very easy ways to get in touch and to have sessions. It also still allows the person to have that sense of security. You can be in your room in your pajamas. You don't have to worry about what your hair looks like, and we can still work on moving you forward and taking little steps.
Yes, and again, it's a private conversation between you and the client. again, something that's very comfortable for anyone out there. If you do want something where you do feel comfortable and you could speak to somebody without any issues, I think that would be perfect. So I want your honest opinion over here, Aaron, because, again, so many mothers are going through different things. If you could speak to some of these new mothers out there and kind of explain to them, and I want your opinion on this as well, what do you feel are some of the biggest issues facing new mothers or even pregnant women today?
The new moms, there's a lot of fear. We don't know what's coming ahead. I just had my third child, and I can tell you I still don't know what I'm doing some days at all. And it's scary, and it's okay,
yes.
Though. Yeah, she's 4 months old, and some days I just go, I do not know what I'm doing. And so having that fear while we're pregnant, as new moms, even if it's our first child or our third child or our 10th child, well, not too many people get to 10, but, you know, there are some. We still have the hormones that we work with, the hormonal issues that we're working with, the postpartum. And even if you're one that is happy and not having any of the hormonal stuff, your body still has gone through a whole bunch. I know I don't have my abs back. I've just started. He's 4 months old, and I've just started my exercise routine again. And I'm starting at 5 to 10 minutes 3 times a week instead of what I was at. And so we also deal with a lot of body image issues. Even if you're the most confident and beautiful woman, you're internally fighting some of those issues. Your body's different. And those are the biggest ones I hear of and the biggest ones I've dealt with each of my pregnancies and children also. And sometimes you just need support to know that you're still beautiful.
Yes, and it's always important. And in my opinion, having the right people around you, the right energy around you, can make all the difference on how you perceive life and really you people, different people looking forward to the future. Having the right people around you is so important. Aaron, in the end, what do you really hope people take away from working with you? And also, I really want you to also explain to the audience the personal satisfaction you really get from helping these women. I really want them to know how you, what you're really thinking when you are trying to help them and your motivation.
Some of my motivation is if you could close your eyes for a moment and imagine every single mother loving themselves as much as they do their children, how different the world would be. It would be astronomically different. If every mother truly loved herself like she does her children, the world would be happy. There would be smiles.
Yes.
It would be an amazingly joyful place comparatively. When I watch the women I work with start to gain that confidence and start to glow from the inside out again and start to feel how beautiful they are, and watching their, for some that actually have the weight loss and want to tone back up, watch their bodies go back together, even though it's different, they're comfortable in their skin again and they're starting to really love it, and they're loving moving and smiling and having fun and feeling like they can play with their kids and then actually playing with their kids. Because as a coach, my job is to hold that vision for you until you can see it and feel it yourself. And that is the best feeling ever, when you get to watch their smiles and that glow start to come back out.
And again, to everyone out there, to have someone by your side that gets actual enjoyment from seeing you succeed. Some people out there really have no idea how valuable something like that actually is. We have a little bit under a minute left, Aaron. Where can these women, you know, new mothers, and again, people, if you're going through different issues, women out there, hormonal, digestive issues, where can they go to get more information about you or to sign up for your program?
Absolutely. They can always call. My number is 406 28212. My website, which is www.wholenesshealings.com, or even check me out on Facebook or a Google search. But Facebook is where it's facebook.com/wholenesshealingsfamily.
And again, I would like to thank all of the guests for tuning into our special show today, all of the mothers out there. And to everyone tuning in, please, there is no fear in reaching out for help. It may possibly change your life forever. I want to thank the special guest that's on our segment today, Erin Davio. We will definitely have her back with us again in the future. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and time with Erin. And I thank you all out there for joining us. Again, please visit the website for all of our upcoming shows. And I especially want to thank our special guest today, Erin. She is over there, and she has her children with her as well. I definitely feel grateful that she took out the time to be on our show today. Thank you very much, Erin. I appreciate it very much.
It was my pleasure, Matthew. I enjoy speaking with you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful day. And to everyone out there, you have a wonderful day as well. I look forward to having you all back with us in the next segment. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.